Good morning and get up, now count me in.
As you gorge yourself on chocolate over these Easter holidays, what we've done is compiled some of our favourite moments so far from 2024. Hughesy, Ed and Erin, of course, just so many laughs each and every morning. They are back on your radio April 15. If that is too long to wait, well, thank God, you're in the right place. Here are just a handful of some of our favourite moments on the show.
The Hughesy, Ed and Erin podcast.
Crying, boys, don't cry. Do boys cry? Let's
get
a show.
Boys,
that's The Cure back in the day, still touring, I think, The Cure. So, great band. I used to listen to them when I was a young person and think, yeah, he's right, boys don't cry.
Yeah.
And I hardened up and I stopped crying because I was a real crier when I was a little kid, crier.
And that's caused a lot of issues for a lot of men, that they weren't ever allowed to show vulnerability, and that's really hurt a lot of people. So it's a tough topic, this one, because...
And a lot of men have cried. A lot of men have cried because of Taylor Swift over the last week.
Well, all the dads we had when we gave away our tickets were crying. All the dads with their daughters.
What he wants is us to play the bit where he said he cried.
Sorry, Ed. God, how did it take me that long? It's been 4 years, idiot. Go.
I flipped it up.
I was watching the movie for the first time the other day.
The movie of the concert.
And then this song came on. It was the second song, I think, or third song.
Why that one? Why'd you cry at that?
I know why. I know why. The dad's song when they were winning it for their daughters and they all cried.
Well, maybe that was it. I don't know. But it just got me going. Just sitting there on my own, family were out.
Oh, thank God we cut it.
Well, because you took it into weird town.
Well, yeah, why do I do that? It's weird.
I don't know. It's just a natural reaction for you. But I cried and I'm not ashamed of it. And we know that Richard from Married at First Sight cried after he ruined his relationship with Andrea because he got really crass, bragging about their bedroom activities. And she really hasn't forgiven him.
So, is men crying hot? Cusey put the question out there. Let's go to Peter. Is men crying hot? Are you a man that cries?
Well, I blame my daughters. Yes.
Aww.
Yeah, because they've got you in touch with your feminine side, and so now you're happy to cry.
Well, I'm not happy to cry, but guess when it comes, you know what I mean?
Like,
you can't hold back sometimes.
And you don't try to hold back anymore? Are you kind of, you're not afraid of the women in your life seeing the emotion?
Oh, well, it's not that I'm afraid. It's more, I mean, obviously, I'm their father. Like, I don't want them to see me crying. Like, I'm not like a weak man or anything like that.
I can tell that you're very masculine, mate. There's no way that anyone would think you're weak.
Crying isn't weak either. Crying is not weakness.
No, it shows strength.
It can be.
It shows.
Crying is definitely not weakness.
I think Erin's turned around. Erin has turned around on this.
No, I'm still not saying I find it attractive, but I'm saying men should show emotion.
If Peter cried, you would give him a shoulder.
It depends on whether I found him attractive prior.
You know that you find Peter attractive just purely through his voice.
Peter, you're so hot. Could you just do a little cry for me and I'll tell you if I still think so?
Oh, my gosh.
No. Give
him your shoulder.
Your tears, not going to cry like that.
Your tears, Peter, will be flowing down Erin's shoulder, down her back, and they will be...
Okay, that is disgusting. He's a married man.
Okay, thank you, Peter. What about Tanya?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Let her give context, Tanya.
Why not, Tanya? What do you think when a man cries? Say they're watching, like, you know, some sort
My
of...
My husband cries in Ghost, and I think he's a sook.
He is.
So there's only
one
occasion...
I've been married 41 years, so I think he's a sook if he cries.
Okay, there's only one occasion where you would allow him to cry. What is that occasion?
A funeral.
Yours or anyone's?
Anyone's.
Oh, that's nice of you to open it up.
I know.
So Tanya's, she's old school, you know. Yeah. I think
she's killing it. She's legend. So thank you, Tanya. Now, 60%, this is a shocking result.
Drum roll it. 60% of callers think men crying is
hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I reckon they would have said, no, it's okay for men to cry, but...
No, hot.
Hot is...
Hot, baby. Cut those onions.
Today FM. Hughesy, Ed and Erin's DNA or dating. It's in his DNA.
Right. He'll tell anyone that listens that he's 3-0 Miss Husey.
I think I'm good at this game. And it's a game people, you sort of play sometimes when people are walking down the street, a couple are walking down the street, and you wonder, are they a couple or are they related?
Absolutely. I
mean, I've got it wrong before doing stand-up comedy front row, two single people there together, getting the whole crowd to pash, to yell out pash, pash, pash. Thinking that they were actually keen on each other and they needed help to get across the line.
But they were.
And they were brother and sister.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so.
Turns it into a very different show. Okay, so.
Who have we got?
Well, Megan and Slater.
Yeah. So well, let's.
Very happy. Very happy.
They look good together.
Can we go one by one and get a little bit of top line information, age and occupation? I think, is that a fair way to start? Just
right,
for everyone playing along as well.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So, Megan, take it away.
All right. I am 29 years old and I've already forgotten the second part.
Occupation. You have an employment.
I am a dietitian and a personal trainer.
Brilliant.
Slater.
Oh, hello, hello.
Age and occupation, please.
I am 33 and I work in payroll compliance, so helping companies make sure they pay their staff right.
Yeah, good on you.
Ooh.
You've got to.
You're in the right place.
No, we pay our staff. Oh, I have no idea.
It hasn't landed in the news yet.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. You guys are very smiley together.
Jeez, so happy together.
Ooh, I've got to ask some questions.
Go on. Ask away.
All right, Slater. Do you sleep on your front side or back?
You know, it depends on the night. I actually don't have a preference myself.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask the same question to you, Megan. Do you sleep on your front side or back?
I usually start on my back and then I just toss and turn and usually wake up on my side. I run quite hot, so I'm like...
You run hot.
Slater's done a great job of not reacting to any of that. No, not giving away.
No,
any.
We don't want them to give it away. We want them to be neutral. We've got to work out really just by looking at them and feeling the vibe between the two of them, whether... Ooh... Goodness, this is a tough one.
Now, you can play along at Husey and Aaron on the socials, on Instagram.
Megan, what's your favourite meal, Megan? Favourite meal?
I love a good, like, American barbecue feed. So, like, burgers, ribs, brisket, wings, all that sort of stuff.
What about you, Slater? What's your favourite meal?
My favourite meal is anything fresh and Mexican. So, anyone that takes me on a date for Mexican food, you are in my top 10. Already.
Whoa. Ooh, she sounds like she could be asking for dates there.
That did feel like they were soliciting.
Perhaps. No, we don't want to. You can't tell us. We need to work this out for ourselves.
Do you want to have a think? Should we throw it open and let people have
Let's throw it open.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you believe that Megan and Slater, is it DNA or are they dating?
This is the Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Husey, Ed and Aaron's DNA or dating.
It's in his DNA.
We've got 33-year-old Slater and 29-year-old Megan. Are they a couple or are they related? Oh, trying to work it out. This is the toughest one I've
Well, your
had.
Reputation's on the line here because you're 3-0.
Can we speak to people who have heard them now, and see what people think?
Joanne, do you think that they are DNA or dating?
I think they're DNA.
Why?
I think their voices sound very similar to one another. And then also she insinuated that she's still dating around.
That was tricky. That was
they can try to put us off though. So that is, but we don't want them to try to put us off. So I hear what you're saying there, and that is a reasonable assumption, I believe. Who else has got?
Well, Irene,
what are you going with?
DNA.
Why?
They look similar, and I think I agree with the other lady. They are beating around the bush. So I don't. That's my
instinct. A bush beat around, so to speak. Well, not to speak. All right. No, all right.
Erin Mullen believes.
Yeah, well.
Dating.
She thinks they're dating.
Yeah. Simply, she just says they look cute together.
They do look cute together. There's no denying that. But I'm not wrong. I have never been wrong. And I think I've got this one.
Well, let's just ask them. Megan, do you think Husey's, before he says, do you think he's going to get this right?
I have no idea what he's thinking. So, yeah.
What about you, Slater? Slater, what do you think? Do you think Husey's got you?
You confident in my wisdom? You don't know what I'm thinking, so you're not giving it away.
I'm with Megan. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't have a good read on people myself.
They're very similar in
temperament.
Their thinking.
Mm.
And they look good together, no doubt about that. But I actually think they're siblings.
Now.
I don't think they're dating. Think it's DNA.
Drum roll, please.
That's what I think.
All right. Now, drum roll, please, and then reveal the answer.
We're dating.
Yeah.
Oh! Technical status. Dating.
We gotcha.
Oh. Erin has got one right from her sick bed.
Done well.
You do look good together. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, Hizzy. Yeah.
People would think you're siblings, though. Do you get that a bit? You would, wouldn't you? Yes or no? No, no. Not when you're holding hands, obviously.
Have. No, no, I don't think we have. But we kind of have that kind of banter / kind of like that kind of interaction like you could possibly think.
Yeah. Oh, how long have you been together?
Oh, 10 months?
Yeah, that's 10 months. Fresh.
You know what?
It's great.
We told you not to show any affection, I'm sure. The producers told you, and you took that on board. And you bloody fool.
Well done. Well done, Slater and Megan. You win.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
So it's a tale as old as time. Woman, and yes, it's generally more women than men, but yes, I know it can happen the other way. But woman opens man's phone, laptop, computer, iPad, and finds messages from other women, right? She catches out her husband, her boyfriend, her partner.
So does she confront him, or does she just monitor
That's the thing, right? And most people would, and most people do. It'd be almost impossible, I think, not to confront your partner. But what if you found all these messages after your husband had passed away?
That is the ultimate hammer blow, isn't it?
Since you go
to the funeral?
No, so this woman, she claimed to have lost her partner 3 years ago after a random call from his co-worker. She's gone through his laptop, so it was 3 years ago, and she's a mum, so she's got kids with him.
Oh.
And on the laptop, she found all of these other messages from women, and there was kind of dating profiles where he was saying he was single.
Yeah, second life.
Yeah, and then he essentially had told, you found all these conversations where he told these women that he'd lost his wife, i.e. her, in an accident. She'd been in a coma. She'd left him and the children for the third time.
He was a fantasist. He was doing all he could.
I'd be so angry.
To get sympathy off women.
Exactly.
If you're a widow.
And then he said, exactly.
Widower.
And she's a widower.
No, a widower.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's a widow. He's a widower.
No, she's a widow now, but he was pretending to be a widower.
Oh, yeah, right.
When he was alive.
And he said that he was in a loveless marriage, et cetera, et cetera. He spent all this money on adult sites, blah, blah, blah. But I could not stop thinking about it after I'd seen it because her, obviously, you know, response was to make a TikTok video of it. So fine.
So she can garner attention.
But exactly. But I kind of think, like, especially if you've got kids with this person, that's the real kind of thing
for
me.
Do you tell the kids?
Well, exactly. And then, like, what is everything you thought you had a sham? Or is it easier now? Yes, it is. Of course it is.
No, there was.
Is it easier now to deal with the grief of losing him, knowing that is that actually better? You go, I don't have to grieve this piece of crap anymore.
Would have you rather not knowing?
See, that's another great point too.
Would you rather having a good impression of your loved one and not? So
I don't know. Maybe not knowing better. If they're dead, it's not like anything changes.
The big question is, if your partner passes, do you go through their phone, through their laptop or not? Or you just let sleeping dogs lie? Do you just go, I'm not going to look?
Can you help yourself? Like, human nature would, I don't know anyone that wouldn't, would be able to control it.
You don't want to hear what people are saying about you. You know what I mean?
I've just realized that my wife, when I leave my phone on charge, she goes through it because I noticed that I took a video of her that I didn't send to her. And then she posted it on her Instagram, which means that she's currently, she goes through my phone most days as soon as I'm out of the room.
Well, you know what? I think
which is why I got another phone, baby.
Yeah,
But I think that is good for you.
I think it's good for you. Keep you on the straight and narrow.
to think that God is always watching, because God is always watching.
God is always watching.
And he's judging.
Yeah, she's short.
And he's ready
and she's blonde and she's good at taekwondo.
She's got really good bum. Really, really good bum.
You know what this bloke is doing now, the guy, the cheater bloke? He's burning in the fires of hell.
isn't that
all right, yeah. Here we go. Bit of fire and brimstone stuff. Yeah, don't check that. That's our motto.
Today FM.